Well, in the past, the relationship were depending on the Egyptian government only. People have nothing to say about any relationship with any country outside Egypt. Now the people speak, and we know in the revolution that we have a lot of challenges. And one of these challenges is the counter-revolution, people who are still belong to the old system. And they will try, and they were our puppets of outside power, Israel, namely. And they work for them, and they still have some efforts, and they do some work to stop, to hinder this relationship with Muslim countries. So I don't think they will succeed. I think we have a lot of work. We have to be serious, frank, open with each other to put it back together. And once it's put back together on a strong and solid basis, I don't think no one will have any effect on this relationship.
You referred to something very important there, Mr. Ibrahim, and that's the issue of the counter-revolution. We've been seeing for the past weeks the people in Egypt turning back to the streets and saying that they want a second revolution. What you just told us there, if you could elaborate on what the Egyptian people mean when they're coming back on the streets and they're saying that this revolution has still not borne fruit, that they see this as just the beginning and not an end.
Right. Well, people in Egypt, they do not see that the present government is firm enough. It doesn't go with the speed that the youth went in the first stage of the revolution. And they just ask the government to keep up with the pace of the fast revolution, a lot of changes, how to put Mubarak and his people on trial. And we need faster changes that reflects the will of the Egyptian people. And one of them is to make relationship with Muslim country, especially Iran and other countries that we have not done before. We think Egyptian people are going to press the present government, and regardless of what have they have said about the spy problem, and I don't think it's fake. We don't believe it's true. Most of the Egyptian people don't think it's true. And sure enough, it disappeared after one day, which is the case that we are used to hear before. There will be a lot of power that interfere in our progress toward beautiful relationship with the people of Iran and the Muslim countries. And inshallah, we will work on it hard. And I don't think they have no hope to come back to power and bring all these negative thoughts to the people.
Right. Ms. El-Said, speaking of the hindrances in the process of relations between Iran and Egypt, I'm just quoting the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, Jeffrey Feltman, here. He was in Cairo in May, and he said the Egyptians know very well the type of problems Iran causes in the region. Do you think that, as Washington has promised now economic aid to Egypt, that this Egypt's ties with Washington would affect its decisions regarding relations with Iran?
There are some trivial things, not major things, and those should be put aside if we want to bolster the relations and improve the relations. We have to discuss the relations of a part of those pressures. There are some trivial things are affecting the Egyptian and the Iranian as well. I mean, for example, that Khalid Slambouli, you know, there is a street, you know, Khalid Slambouli, who assassinated the President Anwar Sadat, and, you know, Shah Iran has been buried in Cairo. And I think there are some people are concentrating on those trivial things, and for that reason, we have to work hard in order to put those problems aside and to give no excuses for that. And I can assure you, if we did that, we will remove all the barriers. From when I met President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in 2009. He told me with regard to this case. He talked to me, and he in details, and he said, we changed the name of the street, and if the, at that time, he said he told me that that the new mayor of Tehran promised to change the name of the street. Those are the problems that are not major problems. We have to put them aside and we have to solve them first before we go ahead. After the January 25th revolution, Iran will be the beneficiary of this revolution, not in Egypt only, in all the area. Iran will be the beneficiary, and we hope that we can improve the relations. But with regard to the, as they say, the front which is opposing Israel and those who are pro-Israel, and that was Condoleezza Rice said when she separated the two groups, that was a blow for the countries in the area. They put Syria and Iran and Hezbollah in one group, and Hamas as well. And for that reason, United States was very sincere and enthusiastic to remove Egypt from this group and to
Right. Well, the issue of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and how the new Egypt has been responding to that. We've been seeing some drastic changes of policy. We've been seeing the reopening of the Rafah border crossing, Mr. Ibrahim. We've been seeing the mediation effort for the Palestinian unity already, in spite of the fact that there hasn't been still new elections. We are seeing these drastic changes, and we saw on the streets of Cairo people burning the Israeli flag, asking the Israeli ambassador to leave. With this in mind, do you think that, speaking on our issue of Washington and how it's opposed to the policy that Egypt is going to take on Iran, can Washington, do you think, continue its friendly relations with Egypt in spite of the fact that it is giving continual support to Israel on policies that Egyptians do not agree with?
Well, Israel can make its own policy. Nobody can force Israel to do anything, but the Egyptian people also are going to have their own way about it. We have the Egyptian government has made Camp David with Israel, and the Egyptian people rejected it. And probably the cordial relationship between the Egyptian government and the Israeli system or the Israeli country has provoked the Egyptian people. And selling gas to Israel at one-third of the price has really determined probably the fate of Hosni Mubarak and his people. America respects democracy, and Egypt did not have democracy. That's why America could control Egypt. Now that we have democracy or at the gates of democracy, I don't think any country, America or else, can dictate their relationship, their policy on the Egyptian people. Egyptian people will always announce that they have their own will. Egypt is a central country. Egypt is a great country. And Egypt can do what it has a lot of power. Egypt in a central place in the world. And it has demonstrated, like Iran, that the history of Egypt and Iran was respected by the whole world. And we should go back to the position that we ought to have before. I do not think that America can force Egypt to do anything. And regarding the relationship between Iran and Israel, I think Iran should not go against Israel by itself. It should coordinate with other power in the region or Muslim power. And because we have confronted Israel by ourselves and didn't work, I think we all should get together to deal with the Palestinian problem, because we're all Muslim and we all believe that Jerusalem should go back to the Muslims.
Yes, and just right now to close this discussion, as we are running out of time, it's like Ms. Yes, go ahead.
comment on what Professor Ibrahim said. With regard to the Camp David treaty, the Egyptian people didn't accept that, and you know that they didn't know, the Egyptian people hasn't normalized the relations with the Israelis during those 32 years or 33 years. Only the President Anwar Sadat signed that, and the Egyptian people said we wouldn't care about this treaty.
All right, well, I'm afraid we've run out of time for this discussion, but I'd like to thank you very much, writer and journalist Sana El Said, joining us there, and thank you very much for your comments. Professor of Forensic Medicine and Head of Life Science Lab in Los Angeles, Mr. Gamal Ahmed Ibrahim. Members of the delegation that have visited Tehran, of course, in an effort to develop ties between the new Egypt and the Iranian government. Thanks so much for staying on this edition of News Analysis from me, Homa Lezgi, and our team here in Tehran. That's all for now.